We're in the middle of Sif Tezvav. Just to be mice of a drop on what we said last week, we ended off last week with the Gevaldik Chesron with Machlekes Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Eliyahu, whether you could force a guy, if a person is masna, that if he doesn't pay a debt, he's defaults on his debt, you could force him to go to work. And it was a problem to do that, would be avdus. You can't force somebody to be a poel, that would be avdus. So he suggested what you could do is you could force him to be a kablan. Make up, be mass with him, that'll be a kablan, and that's forcing to kablanus. Kablanus is not avdus. And then we said the problem is, l'chari goes into machlekes achreinim, if kablanus on a specific time, is that considered vayta or poel, that avdus? Or no, since he's not being paid for the hour, he's being paid for the job, for duftu. So even though he has to work now, a car service, you got to come now, but you're not getting paid for the hour, you're getting paid for the job. So that would be kablanus, that's not b'didei kodarek, that wouldn't be considered avdus. That was our shayla, so it would be totally in that machlekes. Just want to be maisiv, the l'chayr we have then an eight. So what we could do is we could be masna with him, so parcha cheshvan, mas with him, that he should be a kablan a certain amount of hours a week. He'll have to do meleches hakablan is 40 hours a week. So I'm not telling him when he could do. If he wants, he could do it in the middle of the night, he could do it in the day, he could do it in the afternoon, evening. I don't care when he does. He has to put away 40 hours in Melechas HaKablonis. So since he has a choice when he could do it, so you don't have the problem with those Achrayim, and since he's not being paid for the hours, you don't have the problem with the other Achrayim, so you carve that away that he's doing something that's not avdus, that's kablonis in gansin lekuli yama. That should be mutas. So that's a pasha eitzah. He could always be masna with a loiva that if he defaults, he has to work X amount of hours a week. But toris kablonis, any hours he chooses, but he has to work those hours a week.
You're saying with toris kablonis, but that's not to be something that's shy of kablonis.
What do you mean?
He can't just work hours and it's not. Just
he has to, let's say he makes tables, so he has to put in 40 hours a week to make those tables. If he, whatever his job is, whatever services he provides, if he's a dentist, so he has to put 40 hours a week for providing services or fillings, whatever. He doesn't get paid per hour, he gets paid per the job, every cavity, every cleaning, every whatever, every checkup. So he has to put in those amount, that number of hours to be able to satisfy this debt. That would be a pasha cheshen. He doesn't have to work, but you could be masna. You can make a tenai that he could. But we had a problem last week. They can't make a tenai because that's avdus. I'll give you an eitzah. That's not avdus. You make a tenai. It is a kablan on his own terms. He could, on his own hours. So that would be...
It's contractual.
So that would be fine. And it's masna. That would be fine. L'kuliyam. That should be a pasha eitzah. The only thing is that... Fully, it's not so practical because you really can never force him to carry through. He'll be an avarian, but you can't force him because Sunday... I see you sleeping. You got to get up. You got to do work. I'll do it tomorrow. Monday, sleeping again. You got to do Tuesday. Every day you can push you off Lake Veshev. I'll do it tomorrow. Elamai, it's showing Friday, and you only have 20 hours left. You got to work now the next 20 hours. Now I can't force you because that's avdus. You have to do it now. So I'll never be able to lemaisa get bezdin on your case. But lemaisa is you'll be in Avar and you're mechuyev to do so. And if you don't do it, you have a problem. All right. Let's continue. Let's move on. There's a lot here. Let's go on to the Ramah. Hagah. V'dafka she'ein loy l'shalim. What we're talking about is he doesn't have money to pay, so you can't force him to work. You can't enslave him yourself. You can't put him up in, lock him up in jail yourself. Avam yesh loy. But if he has the money to pay, ve'enoy roitza l'shalim, and he refuses to pay, he has the ability, but he just doesn't want to, then bezdin choif shenoysay, bezdin locks him up in jail, umakenoysay, and we beat the living daylights out of this guy, umakenoysay ad shetetzi nafshoy, ve'koyfin oysay l'shalim. I don't know if it's so practical today in Bizmanenu, but when yad bezdin tekifo oleinu, they beat the living daylights out of the guy because he has a mitzvah, priest bal choif mitzvah, and he's not being mekayim his mitzvah, like we said in the Mechaba, and who are din, we're going to take it to the next step. We could even invoke a debtor's prison. We could even put him up in, lock him up in jail till he's willing to pay. As I said the Ramah. Even if he doesn't have the ability to pay, im yishava liyus chavish, if he made a shvua at shalim, if he made a shvua that he's going to be locked up till he pays, then tzarek lekayim shvua. So that's nothing to do with chayshimish, but that's because you have a kima shvua. You made such a shvua, you got to keep to that shvua.
He doesn't have to pay, so how can he be in jail?
Well, that was the shu he made. So he'll stay in jail forever. He'll stay in jail till they ransom him, they redeem him. That was the shu he made. What should I do? There was such a, there are such cases. It means he's trying to say, if we can't lock him up. See, debtor's prison was rampant, was widespread across Europe for the last 1,000 years. So if he went to Beis Din, and Beis Din says, oh, yeah, but it's not according to halakha, we don't do those things. So the next Mava wants to make sure that the pressure is on, so he makes the leiva, makes such a shvua. I'm willing to give you the loan if you make such a shvua. Then I know that you're going to keep to it. Then I know you're going to be locked up. So by hook or by crook, you're going to figure out how to pay. That was the vod of debtor's prison. Now, we don't hold of prison. Prison is shalai ka halakha. There's no such concept in prison in halakha other than shteit in the Torah that you, by Moshe Rabbeinu, he was trying to find out what the din is on the person, or of a nikah hamake, we have to see what's going to be if he's considered a retzeach or not. Which means we could use prison as a way that he can't escape, but we don't use prison as a punishment. There's no such thing as a punishment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways are beautiful, his dinama are beautiful, is that we don't have such a thing. If a guy owes money, then his punishment is in money. If he kills, then his punishment is in killing. Ayin taka zayin, shein taka zayin. We don't have that. A guy could owe money and his punishment is prison. There's no such thing. It's not fair. The reason why B'choshen of Tzor here is not for a punishment, it's medin kfir. Just like we could beat the living daylights out of the guy to be mekayim a mitzvah, so we'll put him in jail for him to be mekayim a mitzvah. He has the ability to pay and he refuses to pay. So we'll be kaifen oisai. So, look, the first thing you could do, you could try to put him through a torture chamber. We don't do that if that's not the first step. First, put him in prison. That's a little easy on the guy. Maybe that will get him to buckle and to pay. If that doesn't work, then you can start, you know, turning the screws, yeah. But first, it's a din kfir. It's not a din punishment. That's why if the guy doesn't have money, we don't put him in jail. Because what's the purpose of putting him in jail if he doesn't have money? There's no purpose. That is prison. We want to teach a lesson to the guy. We want to teach a lesson to everyone else. Laman yamdu v'yiro. That's very nice, but that's not an halakha. The famous Chuvas Ramayisha, that different Moshe people stole Sifrei Torah and have a bunch of Chuvas, and Ramayisha wants to know, could you report him? We discussed it when we learned Tilkas Masih. It's not for now. I just want to give out the Ramosh's deher. Is that he says that even if there would be an oifen or he allowed a report on Maisa, but since his punishment is going to be jail, which is shalai ka halacha, there is no such punishment in halacha that shalai kidin. So you have no right to be Maisa. Because you're causing him something which is shekenegen halacha. You're causing a punishment which is yesim and adin. If he stole, then he has to pay back what he stole. But not jail. Jail time is shalai ka halacha. It's keneged adin.
According to the Ramah, if he took a shvua and they know Mishami, what's the purpose of the...
You're right, there's no purpose, but he made sure, what should I do? He made sure they're going to stand in the set 3 hours a day. You got to do it. There's nothing I can do about it. I didn't ask him to make such a shvua.
When he made a shvua, he may have had the ability to pay back, and now he lost it.
So that's right. So maybe when he made the shvua, he had the ability to stand on the set for 3 hours, and now he doesn't. What should I do? But that's the shvua that he made. I can't help it. That's the shvua he made. He wants to have Ataris Chacham, we'll talk about it.
He's
but
anonymous.
I don't know, so at that point, well,
you punish anonymous?
That wasn't the word. He said that if I don't pay, he goes to jail. So that was the shul that he made. What should I do about it? I can't help that.
Well, but he might be asking, who says Beis Din has to put him in jail because you make a shul?
That was the shul he made, so he has to go to jail himself. What should I do?
No, he can make the shul, but who says Beis Din has to play games with him? I don't want to put you in shul. It costs us money to keep you in jail.
So he'll have to figure out how to go into jail and pay himself. What should I do? He has to pay his way. The mice is, he has to keep his shul by hook or by crook.
So it's not a punishment.
It's not a punishment, no.
So will it be reparations for his payment then?
No.
So what's the point of it?
That was the shvua he made. What should I do about it? I can't help it. All right, fine. Now let's go. Let's just take this apart a little bit. I really want to concentrate on the next sif. But first of all, over here it talks about, this is all midin kfir, how to be kaifen, I say. So it says, if he has money, we put him into jail. If he doesn't have money, we don't put him into jail. There's no purpose. There's a Ruach Chaim who says that very often people come into Beis Din and they're tiny, ainly. I can't pay the whole debt, so they'll make some type of payment schedule based on his income. Beis Din will make a payment schedule. So there's Dr. Ruach Chaim that if a person defaults on that payment schedule, we have the right to assume he's making a certain amount of money. I mean, based on his obvious information, but we mavara he's making a certain amount of money. And in the future, if he defaults on that, it's considered yeshle because we made that assumption. We determined that he has that ability. So if he defaults on his $100 a month payment, in the future, it's a yeshle ve'eini reitzel l'shalem v'chayv shenayzayin, and you put him into jail. It's like just like now. If we know that he has money he doesn't want, so if we could imagine, we estimate that he's going to make such a money, and it's a proper assessment, then if he doesn't, then we put him in jail. That's like a yesh lev in the rights of the challenge.
Because you see, now he doesn't have it.
I don't know. He hasn't proven that. We have a right to assume that he does, because if he made money, and he's making a certain amount per week, and he's still working, so that's it. He's still making that amount of the work. I don't know what he did with that money. Maybe he was mavriach that money. Then he's trying to avoid paying his debt. So then we put him into jail.
Emergencies take over that?
Of course, emergency. I mean, if that was being the shtana hamatzev, if he loses his job or whatever. But we have a right to assume.
Obviously, you can't force a guy to work, but you could lock him up.
Because I can't force a guy to work because I'm trying to force a guy a payment. So that I can't do. Correct. You don't have that right. You don't have a schus for payment to make him work, not for you, not for anyone else. I'm not putting him into jail as a payment. I'm putting him to jail to beat him up. That's how I beat him up. I could beat him up many different ways. The easiest way to beat him up is just to lock the door. That's it. The next step, if that doesn't work, then we'll start turning the screws, whatever it takes.
Avdus is taking his payment, forcing him to work and taking the payment?
Avdus is that that's how you're going to make him pay. Not betoris kfir. That it means you're telling him that he has to work because he has an obligation to pay, satisfy his debt. And part of that chiv would be is that he has to work to pay. And that's not true. He does not have a chiv to work to pay. But this is not that. This is medin kfir. He has the money. He has the ability to pay. And he doesn't want to. So then we're kaifin, I say.
You can only assume when he made a shvua that he had it. How can you assume that he has it now?
You're right, I can't assume that. But he made a shvua, which I do, so he has to keep a shvua. What do you want me to do? I have a lot to say tonight. I hear Yekasha, but Lomay says he made the shvua. Fine. Now, there's a Ruach Chaim who goes on Vaitin. He says a blitz chiddush, and he says, and it's a chikikei lev, it's the same machab in Chayshu Mishpat Hei. He wants to say that there are two types of jails. We have it today as well. There are, blue-collar crimes, white-collar crimes. There are different types of jails, how bad it is. Sometimes some jails are sakonis nefashis, and some jails are not. There are different levels of jails. So he says that you only have a right to be chayvish, to put him into a nice jail, a jail which is derech covered. Mind you, a jail derech covered also, they don't have heat, and they don't have pillows, and they don't have a lot of things going on here. This is America. But anyway, that's the nice jail. But then you have a not nice jail that's mamish sakonis nefashis with other inmates, with the people, the wardens, is sakonis and fashas involved. So he says you have no right to put him in the jail, sakonis and fashas, lamitzina, that you have such a right. He has a dik from the tumen that you do. But we learn mitzina from anyone else, and therefore you don't have such a right to do so. I don't know where he's coming from. I think it's pashat. You do have a right to do that, even if sakonis and fashas, because I know that's not your first step. Your first step is to try to talk to him nicely. Now, if that doesn't work, you get his rav involved. That doesn't work, then you start saying threatening letter. Obviously, it's kaifin isai is mikala lachayma. But if you put him into a regular jail, and it didn't work, then we'll move him over to a different jail that he'll be a little scared and now he'll start paying. I mean, it's kaifin l'achatetze nash. We're allowed to kill him. So what's the chich? We kill him by a dime, we'll kill him by a day at the jail. It will go mikala l'chayma until we get to the point, if he still refuses, he's adamant, then he'll end up in a grave. Whatever it takes to be mekayim dismissa, that's the halakha. No? Well, probably not, because we'll keep on turning the screws till he goes. He's gone, right? We can kaifin isai add that he pays. He's not going to make it. He's not going to die, in his bed, out of old age. It's kaifin isai until he's mekayim dismissa. That's the halacha. All right, but there's another Ruach Chaim, which he says in Tesant. This I could hear. He says that sometimes the jails, they don't have bathrooms. And they have to relieve themselves on the floor in the area, whatever it is, and it's not clean, the area. So he says that you're not allowed to put him into such a jail, because if he's in that jail, he can't daven, he can't say any davish of Kedusha, he can't learn, he can't do anything. A large chelik of his mitzvahs is out. So he says, if we find the content, you can put him to jail, kaifin I say, achieve my rights on the kaifin I say to be mekayim a mitzvah, but to cause him to be mafsid mitzvahs, to put him in a matzav that he can't be mekayim mitzvahs, meichetese, there's such a din kfir. To put him in such a jail, you're preventing him from ever davening or learning.
You're preventing him from davening with dominion too if he's locked in jails.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if that's. He'll have a minute with all the other people who refuse to pay.
We're talking about Jewish jails, right?
Okay.
Why would they permit, based in
Lorraine? Lavdavka has to be a Jewish jail. Grada doesn't have to be a Jewish jail. You could put him even in a Goyish jail. And not only that, I should mention there's a Chuvis Shar Yehoshua, Simen Dalid, which is the brother of the Knesset Agdol. It's a Friyadika. He says that if we don't have the ability to lock him up, if we, the Yidden, then we'll let her hand him over to the Goyim and get the Goyim to lock him up. It's whatever it takes. It's a din kfiya. It's not a punishment. It's not an einish. It's what Kaifen I say. If it doesn't work, then we'll get the Goyim involved to be Kaifen I say. I feel like they akam. I say zakta. All right. Whatever it takes.
No, they're saying, why can't you possess Tzoa? Why is Tzoa any worse than killing him?
Killing him, I'm doing a kiddush even kaim the mitzvah. Here, what's the point of getting him to not daven and not learn? That's going to get him to pay quicker, you mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, I don't know. He has this mitzvah, Purayim Baal Chayim, and he's not interested in paying, right?
The money is a whole different
ball. Yeah, sure. Okay, fine. Anyway, Lamais is Lamatina such a kfiya. All right, let's move on. Rabbi says, Sifte Zayin, it's packed.
Twice in Birkas
HaKodesh. Yeah. All right. One before, one after. Yeah, I know. Yeah, Zogt Mechav, Sif Tezayin. Echad HaMamashkin Eskavero BeBezdin. Whether you were mashkin him BeBezdin. Ve'echad Shemishkinoi BeYodoi BeZroya. Or you did it by force, which means that you did it Shaloi Kedin. Let's say you snatched it from him, whatever it is, but you're not allowed to do that. Oy midas aloiva, or it was done voluntarily, the loiva offered and he gave you this mashkin. All cases where you get a mashkin, im ish anihu, if he's an ani, that means he needs that item that you took from him. O mishkin adavu tsarakloi, hare ze mitzvah lahangzi loya ovud be'eshu tsarakloi. Whatever item you took from him, you have a mitzvah, another mitzvah, Rabbi. There's a new mitzvah in the tradition. There's so many mitzvahs going on in the siman. Here's yet another mitzvah, that you have a mitzvah to return him the item when he needs it.
Now you're
claiming
that guy
to
give back the.
Oh, very good. We're going to get to it in a Rambam. We'll get to it. Fine. Zokto Sma, if you want to see the Sma in Sifkot and Lamed, he says there are two psukim. It says, Lesishkav ba'avoytoi, hoshev toshev lo yesa ovid, kivaya shemesh, v'ainu ksasalaila. That you shouldn't go to sleep with his mashkin by you, because he needs it. Uksiv, another pasuk, ad baya shemesh tishiven eloi, that you should return it for the length of the day till seisa kachavim. Vayinu ksas yoyim, shemakzir liyada kol hayim adshki esachama, da'oz chayz v'night lamiyada, because at night he doesn't need it anymore, then you let her take it. And that's what the Mechaber says, v'noka karba layla l'labusa dafo pi deno tzara kol kach, she'efshul alishin al-meitza mapis, he could sleep without that pillow, mekomakum b'makum sheregilim bekar tzara klaksa layakar. Whatever he's normally frequently sleeps with, that's considered tzarakla. He doesn't have a replace, doesn't have a second, so you have a chiv to give it back. Whatever he needs b'yoyim, you give back b'yoyim. Whatever he needs b'layla, you have to give back b'layla.
What purpose does it serve?
M.K. Frekta Mechaba, Ma Moyoloy HaMashkin. So what purpose do you have by taking this mashkin? You have to give it back. Kedei Shalo Yashmid Achayv B'Shviz, because you have a kinin in this mashkin once you take it, so it's not considered a regular chayv that Shviz would be Meshamid. V'lo Yasim Metaltulun Eitz. If the person is nifta, the guy can't tie it, the yisaimin can't tie him, atatali, the yasmin lo mishtabdi, because it's not the yisaimin's assets, it's already the malva. The malva has a kinin mashkin in it, so that he will be able to collect from it. So there is a purpose in this mashkin, that's why you take the mashkin. How come, Abizai, once you took the mashkin once and you returned it, why are you taking it back the second night, and you keep on taking it again and again? You're ready. Fadined shvius and you're ready for shmita and you're ready for din the matatum leitzel yasmi. So taisa rishonim et zakasha. It still causes pressure on him. It causes him embarrassment. It causes him to start thinking about pain. Zakta mechaber. There's one exception to the rule. Ba'medver mamum kishemitchkanoi shaloi b'shasavasei. When you took a mashkin shaloi b'shasavah, whether it was done voluntarily or by force or by bezdin, but it was shaloi b'shasavah. Avla mishkanoi b'shasavasei. If he gave it to you b'shasavah. That was the terms of the halva. I'm willing to advance you this loan if you give me a mashkin that was taken b'shas to halva. Einu chayv lagzalei. And this was never said the parsha of hashavas ha'avit. And it, the Gemara brings it down. It's only out from a pasuk. Bekitza, as far as he gave it to you, adas kain. Bekitza, anything that was given to you after the halva, you have a new mitzvah d'araisa of hashavas of it. You have to give back this mashkin. Now, let's take this apart a little bit. It says over here that you have a mitzvah to give back this mashkin. Okay. I live in Lakewood. The guy lives in New York. I traveled to New York. I took the mashkin from him in the morning because it's his pajamas. He doesn't need it during the day, unless he's a lady. But I took it to him in the I took it from him in the morning. I brought it to Lakewood. Now comes the night. He needs his pajamas. Do I go to New York, or does he come to Lakewood to pick up his pajamas? Who's mechuyev to do this tircha? Am I mechuyev to be matriach after the loiva to return the item, or if I get it, the loiva has to come to me to pick up the item?
What about expenses?
Yeah, and the expenses involved. There's time, there's tircha. Who's mechuyev? Am I mechuyev to run after him, or he's mechuyev to run after me? Let's take this shaila apart a little bit. You have a mitzvah derais of eshavis agzela. Is a gazel mechuyev to run after the nigzel to return his item? So the way we pass in pashas, it's a shachan shin pei vav sivkot and ches, and it's a aruch hashulchan and a minchas pitim and shin samach zayin. All three of them say, actually they even bring the shach, they all say, the Gemara says if a gazel makes a shvua falsely on the gzela, he's mechuyev to run after the nigzel all the way to madai. If he doesn't make the shvua falsely, he just stole, he's not mechuyev to run after him all the way to madai. But zakt shach and these akrainim, he's still mechuyev to run after the nigzel to where he stole it from.
Means
you asked me, did I steal your item? I said no, and I made a shvua, I never stole your item, and I swore falsely. So then I'll kapara, I have to go all the way ad madai, a mishnah in Perek Tes of Bava Kama. But I have to be maxed the gzela as a kapara on the shvua. But if not, if I didn't make sure, I don't have to run after the guy to Madai. But if I stole from New York, and the guy went on vacation to Madai, he's visiting the Middle East. He went on vacation. I don't have to run after him to Madai, but I do have to go back to New York and return the chafetz from where I stole it from. That's what these achrayim say. Wherever I took it from, I have a chiv to return it. I just don't have to go all the way to Madai. I don't have to follow him around the world when he goes on vacation or moves wherever he goes. But I have to bring it back to him, bring it to the place, return it to the place where I took it from. So the shaila is over here by a shavis of it. I took it from him in New York. Do I have to go back to New York where I took it from? Or do I say, no, let him come to me, even if it's in Lakewood. I don't have to be Magaza. Lakewood, the Maisa, it's a 10-minute trip from one side to the other side. Do I have to be Machiach myself, go to him? Or does he have to come to me to pick it up? Is it like Ashavas Gzela, that you see these Achreinim hold, Paiskim hold, that I'm a Chuyv to go back to him? Or no, Ashavas Gzela is because I did something Be'issa. I stole his chafetz. It's his chafetz. It really belongs to him. He deserves his chafetz. So then I better make sure to do a proper hashava. This hashava is of it. He owes me the money. I'm entitled to take a mashkin. Really, I shouldn't have to give back this mashkin at all. It's a chemla of the Rebbeinu Shalom that he kosev b'teirasai, that yes, you have a mitzvah hashava is of it. But b'etzem, I don't have to give it back. It's my item. I have a kinyan mashkin in this item. So maybe I don't have to go as a vay to go back to him. Even if it's a mitzvah, I don't have to go as a vay to be machazah after him. He has to come to me.
It's a sadah, you have to go.
It's a mitzvah. Hashav is of it. Just like a mitzvah v'eshev is akzel. It's a mitzvah, hashav is of it. Same mitzvah. Same type of, right? It's a mitzvah hashav. That would be the shayla. So the rabbi say, let's take it apart. If you recall, there's a shittas Reb Shimon who says, it's a very geschmack. There's a shittas Reb Shimon who says that by almano, lesakva beged almano, so Reb Shimon holds that there's a problem, it's dafka by almano, aniya, because you're going to have to return it to her, constantly take her mashkin and return it to her, and you masiya shemra b'shchina yiseha. You're going to cause her to have a bad name, they're going to start speaking about her, that there's a man constantly frequenting her house in the morning, at night, picking up the mashkin, returning the mashkin, constantly going in and out of her house, is going to cause her a shemra. Therefore, the Torah said, you're now allowed to take a mashkin of an amon. That's Reb Shimon's time of the crow. We don't pass him like that, but that's Reb Shimon. What's the masiya shemra b'shchina yiseha? What does that mean? So there's a stiris Rashi. Amazing. There's a stiris Rashi. There's a Rashi in Bava Metziah Kuf Tes Vav that says, Shata Masiya Shemra B'Shchein Yiseha. Why? Shata Nichnas Esla Shachris V'Arvis. I'm coming to her in the morning and in the evening. A man's coming to her in the morning and evening. They're going to start talking about it. That's one Rashi. Yet there's another Rashi in Sanhedrin on Chof Aleph Amar Aleph. There Rashi says a different Lashon. Rashi says, He Nechneset etzlecha. She's going to come to you, the malva, shachris ve'arvis, in the morning and the evening. So Stiris Rashi, am I going to her, or is she coming to me? A problem. A Stiris Rashi. A lot of Achrin infect a Stiris Rashi. What to do? Comes along Maril Diskin in Ksovim Lamed Hei. So it's Maril Diskin, Veik Shmak. Says like this. When Rashi says shachris ve'arvis, it doesn't mean one time to pick up the mashkin and one time to return the mashkin. No. Shachris v'arvis, Rashi's means shachris oy arvis. And it's talking about the two types of mashkins. You can have a ksus yoim and a ksus laila. And he says like this. That's a dova poshet, Dr. Maril Diskin, b'chachmasai harabah, Dr. Dova poshet, that if I got the mashkin, it's not my chiv to run after the loiva to return the mashkin. He wants it, let him come pick it up from the malva. I don't have to run after the loiva. But he says, Leidekis, it's a dova poshet, that if the malva wants the mashkin, he has to go to the loiva to pick up the mashkin to take it from him. Whoever needs the item, that's the burden to go travel. If the malva wants a mashkin, he has to go to the loiva. If the loiva wants a mashkin back, he has to go to the malva. Meili says very geschmack. One Rashi, the Rashi in Bava Metzia, that's talking about that you're going to go to her. That's talking about when you're going to a shachris v'arvis to pick up the mashkin. And the Rashi in Sanhedrin, that's talking about that she's coming to you, that's when she wants her mashkin back. That's at night when she needs her pajamas, or in the day when she needs a klayumnis, whatever it is. So therefore she's coming to you to pick up the mashkin. Well, there's no serious Rashi. One's talking about where you're picking up the mashkin, and one talking about where you're returning the mashkin. When you return the mashkin, the loiva has to come to the malva. I said like Maldis, very geschmack. If it would be just those two Rashis, it would be a Geshmak Ateres, a Mikan Raya, Smach from Rashi even, that the Loiva is Mechuyiv to come to the Malva to pick up his Mashkin. And the Malva doesn't have to be Matriach. But Merafsin Igra, Rebbeinu Shalom, I don't know what happened, I already saw Achreinim ask, is that there's another two Rashis. There's a Rashi in Kedushin Samach Chesom and Beis, and a Rashi in Soita Chesom and Aleph, and there Rashi says, Lehedja, not like the Miral Diskin. Rashi says, Lehedja, Shata nichnas tomid etzla, you, the malva, can constantly come to her, shachris l'mashkein, in the morning to take the mashkin, the arvis l'hangzir, and at night when you want to return the mashkin. So shachris v'arvis is not going on klei yoim and klei laila, it's going on the same mashkin, it's talking about klei laila, and yet you have to come in the morning to pick up the mashkin, you're going to come back in the evening to return the mashkin. It's mefurush Rashi that the malva comes to the loiva to return the mashkin. So now, what do you do with the Rashi? Rashi over there, the Maril Diskin has a Rashi that says that she's coming to you. It's a good kasha, but if you look in the Tfusim Yishonim of Rashi, there's a different case in that Rashi. That Rashi Taka says that you're going to her. But I find that there's no Rashi that says that she's coming to you. All the Rashi say that you, the Malva, are going to her, sight to pick it up, sight to return. So Luchayne Yavashit is Rashi that the Malva is Mechuyiv to come to the Levi to return.
All these Rashi's are in Rav Shimon.
It's in Rav Shimon, but it's only to Taita Rav Shimon, Marcia, Shem Rav Shimon.
How can you take from this that it's a Chiyiv?
Okay.
But you have a desire that
fine. So I don't know if I have mamish shtaka right, but to the extent Maril Diskin was trying to tie up the Rashi that it is mitzad achiv, that she's mechuyev to come to you, since our Rashi states faket mefurish and lechayu lishita, so we should bring a Rashi, a right from Rashi faket. But Rashi wasn't saying I'm going there to return the mashkin.
Good, but so what does that do with
Amonav? It's a shaker. No. You're disagreeing with him? He's just saying maybe he has to be, but the Urcha de Milsa, the person doesn't want a Matriach and Amonav. Really, if the Mava wants to be adamant, he could force the Amonav to come to him. Just he's not going to stand on the issue.
We're trying to explain the
Chashash.
The Chashash is when you're coming.
Oh, and 100% that the Rashi's, the Maril's disc and our Rashi in Sanhedrin, our gears is Shver, that says that she's coming to him. The Gemara says, Masiyah Shemra B'Shchein Naiseh Ha, in her Shchuna. She lives in one side, in the west side of Lakewood. I live in the east side of Lakewood. If she's coming to me, why are the people in the west talking about it? They have no idea that's happening. It's by me in the east side. Elamai, I'm going to her, and the Masiyah Shemra B'Shchein Naiseh, that's why the people aren't talking about me, because they don't see her coming to my house. They only see me coming to her house. So therefore, they're talking about her. Masiyah Shemra B'Shchein Naiseh. So Pasha, that's why the gears of Rashi's L'chayra, the Fusim Yishanim, is better that he's going to her. But what L'chayra, you see, it's not Muchak, but you see that he's coming to her.
You can't bring it right. We're trying to explain Shimon's Gezeira is when there's going to be, where's the problem going to be?
When correct, when you go there.
Not
but
that I'm always going to.
100%. I know, that's basically what he's saying. Fine. But I want to know, to take it to the next step, L'maisa is, if we'll afilu naniach that I'm a chuyiv to return the mashkin to the her, because that's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah zashava, but that's bishlam, I took it from when she was in the west side of Lakewood, I took it from my house, and I have to return it to house. But let's say I took it from my house, and she's going to New York for Shabbos. So then I have to travel to New York Friday afternoon to make sure that she has a nightgown for the night. That's what I got to do. It means I have to run after her. L'mosha, by a gazlin, we have our locker that you're not mechuyiv to go to Madai. You only mechuyiv to go where you took it from. But if the nigzal decides to travel somewhere, you don't have to run after the nigzal. Now, kasha is, the million dollar kasha is hagufa kasha. By a gazlin, why not? Frektim min cheschinach and mitzvah koflamid. On a mitzvah, I say, you mechuyiv to give up chaymish mamaynoi. And if it's alav anitikla, I say, if this heshev is exil is going to undo the lav of like zigzal, you have to give up koma minai. So he blives shay, doesn't understand why in the world don't you have a chiv to run after the nigzal to modai, even if you didn't swear falsely. You have to give up chemish minai, now it's alive, you have to give up koma minai, whatever it takes. You have to be mekayim this mitzvah and undo this lav. And he says, rightfully, that the Sma says that the reason why you don't have to travel to Mada is a takonis hashavim, a special takonis. Makleikus Sma and Shach. Sma holds is a takonis hashavim, and the Shach holds it's mikadin. So if you learn like the Sma, it's a takonis hashavim, that's by a gazan they made takonis hashavim. But we never found you made a takonis hashavim by a malva not to return the hashavas of it. So it would come out. For this mitzvah, I say, you have to give up chaymish mamaycha. As long as the trip to New York, or for that matter to Madai, doesn't cost you more than chaymish mamaincha, you would have a chiv to run after Madai to return her amashkin. I, the shach holds its mikadin, and the chami, so maybe like the shach, but you have to understand the shach, why it's mikadin. It could be it's a special svara the Gemara uses, that he, the nigza was maskim and he turned it into a pakadin, which might not be applicable over here. Because at the end of the day, I'm not sure on altogether, if the Mav is Mukhiv to run after the life, and even if it's Mashmois, the Shtekov and the Rashi is, but I'm not sure, Yesh Lodin, if maybe even after running after the life, even if the life is traveling, you have to run after him. Go to be Mekayim this mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, I say, just like any other. If Alulav, you would spend Chaymish Mamaincha. If it's Taka, you Mavazay, whatever it takes, you would have to do for this too. Maybe. All right. Fine. All right, let's. Yeah, okay, let's go weiter. Let's do the Ramah. Hagot. Mitzis hashavis ha'ovit hu mitzis asei shematan schara betzida. It's a matan schara betzida. Matan schara kosov betzida. Because by the hashavis ha'ovit, right afterwards it says, you should give it back. He'll give you a bracha. And then it says, ulcho tiyat tzedaka lefnei Hashem elokecha. So you can have a gevaldika schus by giving back this mashkin. So yes, it's a mitzvah saseh shematan schara betzida, kosov betzida. V'lechein ein bezin shomata mechuyovin lokov ale. Bezin shomata is not mechuyov to be koifin oisei on this mitzvah saseh. Avalim roitim lokov harushus biyadam. If they want, they have a right to do it. But they're not mechuyev to be koifin, because it's a mitzvah saseh shematan schara betzida. The Gemara in Chulin Kuf Yud Amud Bey says, kol mitzvah saseh shematan schara kosov betzida, ein bezin koifin ala. Why not? Zokt Rashi. Why isn't bezin koifin ala? Zokt Rashi. All right, I'll say about Pez. Zokt Rashi is because, since the Torah gave you this asay, this is like the oynish of this, gave you the schar, that's like the oynish of this asay. If you don't keep this asay, you're going to lose this schar. That's the oynish that the Torah is giving you. It's like it's menatic that all you have facing you, the incentive is, you do this asay, you're going to get this schar. You don't do this asay, you're going to lose that schar. That oynish alone should be enough to get you to do this asay. But it's the Torah is being megalatos bezin. You don't have to get involved. You don't have to be koifin, because we're going to give the scar mafurish for him that he'll alone know that he better do this to get the scar. Otherwise, he's going to get an einish by losing the scar. That's what Rashi says. So the einish, since the Torah is megalat to you, the scar right there, it's teaching you that you don't have to get involved, because that's his incentive. If he's going to not do it, he's going to lose that That's schar. That's what Rashi says. So too we learn out kolat erikula, every mitzvah I say shematan skara betzida, you don't have to be koifin. As I said, the Gemara, and that's where this halakha is coming from. It's coming from a tshuva to Rashba. Fine. Now the problem is, Rabbi say, is a gavaldika sugya. There's $1 million kashya that maybe 30, 40, 50 achreidim paiskim is. This is a bomb kasha. We have to develop this. There's a lot of raid here. The problem is like this. The Gemara's mavua that by tzedakah, the amaraim were koifin ala tzedakah. Now by tzedakah state, kapasayak tiftach, but it says, b'glal adav hazeh yivrechka Hashem. You have a matan schara kosev betzida. Frekt ala rishayim taisis, many rishayim is a kasha. What's going on? Why are you koifin ala tzedakah? It's a mitzvah sase. So some cracker answer, maybe it's a rishayim, some mashma like that, some mashma din kfiya. Even the Rishonim who answer Rishos doesn't say Rishos. They say that you don't have to be koifin ad kedei kak, but you still have a chiv to be koifin. It's a shayla had to learn up those Rishonim. But in the Chanami, you could try to say what you're saying. But in fact, the Rishonim, what's going on in the Gemara that the koifin alot tzedaka, I to mitzvah sasei shaman skara kosev betzida. I pray so, yes, it's kasha many places. Emphasizes a number of terutzim. One teretz is Rabbeinu Tam holds it's really nakfia. They only did a bidvarim. They were koyfim bidvarim. They influenced him, but chulila didn't beat him up to do it. It's one teretz. Oh, the eitz is out of it. But la halacha, the way the mechaber paskins in hilchas tzedakah reish memches, mechaber says koyfim ala tzedakah, a real din kfia. So he's not going like that teretz. And you have a chiv to be koyfim ala tzedakah. So what teretz is mechaber going like? So Beis already says that he brings out the other teretz of taisis, and he says many rishonim go like this taisis teretz. That taisis holds that tzedakah is different because by tzedakah there's also a lav. Chutz from the asay by tzedakah, there's also a lav of leisa amitz v'leisik poitz. There are two lavim. So as the asay shabai matan sukara kasa betzida, we will not be koifin. But because of the lav, that's why we're going to be koifin. Isaiah zaktaisis. Frekt alech reinim. Abezoi. And this, by the way, is brought down, or like I said, the mechab and reish memches, you're koifin ala tzedakah. Why? Zaktashachaf and notziv gotten gimel. Because of the lav. The Beis Yosef says it's because of the lav. The Levush over there says it's because of the lav. The Taz over there in reish mem segon vav says it's because of the lav. All the gedele apayiskim say the reason why you're koifin ala tzedakah like taisis is because of the lav. So frekt ala achreinim. What's going on? How can the Rambam bring down this halacha? How could the Rambam say that we're not koifin ala shavas ha'ovik because it's a mitzvah sasei shaman skara kosev betzida gavalt? There's a lav as well. There's a lav leisishka ba'avaitai. The Rambam brings it down. The Rambam brings it down. The yoiva a lav. If you don't return the mashkin, you over a lav leisishka ba'avaitai. So al the lav shabai you should be koifin. What's going on? This kasha Rabbi say everyone dances with this kasha. It's a stira basically. A stira shulchanok. Over there, the Rambam is masking to the mechabi koifin ala tzedaka. Pasha is because of the lav. And over here, the Rambam brings down that we're not koifin ala shavas of it. What happened to the lav? What's the chilik between tzedaka that there's a lav that you're koifin, and by hashavas of it that there's a lav and you're not koifin? What's going on? So comes along Rav Kamai, I don't know how to pronounce his name, I think it was the Mirror Shiva. Kamai. Comes along Rav Kamai, and he says, I'll tell you a new pshat in taisis. Gavaldika pshat in taisis. He says, taisis means that because there's a lav, that's why we can't be, that's why we're koifin? The same way that for an assay, which is Matan Schar Kasa Betzida, when Akoifin, because the Torah is already Megala, his Schar, and the Oynish, if he doesn't do it, the Chari, that should work for the Lav as well. What's a Chilek? You see that he's going to get a Bracha, and if he doesn't do it, he loses that Bracha. So for the Lav, Loisa Seif Tzedak, you'd have the same thing. The Torah is Megala to you, the Bracha, and if he doesn't do it, he's going to lose that Bracha. That's his going to be his Oynish. So why can't that work for the Lav too? That it's a Gila Akra, that you won't be koifin because he already has the incentive. He's going to get the Oynish if he doesn't come through. Sotar of Kamoi, no, Taisis means something else. Taisis means that if you look in the Rambam says, Matnas Anim Reich Perek Zion, that there's a chilik between the lav of Tzedakah and the assay of Tzedakah. The assay of Tzedakah is every single ani has an assay. Every ani, you see an ani, you have an assay, a mitzvah to give him Tzedakah. But the lav, you don't have a lav. If you see an ani, you don't have to give him Tzedakah. If it, the ani asks for Tzedakah and you refuse to give him, then you're over Leis Ameitz and Leis Sikbites. You're only over the lav by refusing his bakasha. But the asay is even without a bakasha. So he says, since the lav and asay are in different ifanim, so he says, the fact that the Torah is megalat you the schar by tzedakah is not enough, because maybe ad kan there's a bracha, ad kan is a gili akra that we give you the bracha and you don't have to be koifin, is in a pashita case when you see the ani. So then we're not koifin, the Torah is megalat us. But the Torah wasn't talking about a case where the ani was being mevakesh. The Torah wasn't talking about the case where there's a lav. Maybe when there is a lav, we'll still be koifin. The Torah wasn't megala then, the schar, or the einish, what's going to be if he's over this lav. That's what Taisus means. Taisus means that by tzedakah is different, because the lav of tzedakah is only when he's mevakesh. And the gilei akrov, the mamskar betzida, was even when he wasn't mevakesh. We don't know. Maybe if he would be mevakesh, the Torah wouldn't have been megala that schar. He would be a gefelik einish, and we have to be koifin, I say, to make sure not to be over that loisase. Where the lav and menaseh are intertwined, they go hand in hand. You can't have one without the other. If you return it, you're not over either. And if you don't return it, you're over the lav and the aseh together. And if them state in the pasuk that lochati et tzedakah, so vice versa, that matan skar betzida was said for the aseh and for the lav. So since it was said for both, that's why even for the lav ain't koifin. I say zakrav kamai, very gishmak ateretz. Problem is that it's not mashal like that in the Rishonim. If you look in the Rishonim don't say that. The Rishonim say, because there's a lav, not because the lav is on a different oifin. I mean, b'chal make it a Rishonim hold like the Rambam's chiluk. But even if they hold that there's a chiluk between the lav and the aseh, that's what the Rishonim say. And in fact, if you look in the Miri, the Miri is supposed to be mefurish. The Miri is medayik the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Kol mitzvahs aseh shematan skara kosa betzida ain koifin ole." Dafka mitzvahs aseh shematan skara kosa betzida. But if it will be a lois aseh, there we will be koifin, even if it's a matan skara kosa betzida. It's called mitzvahs aseh, and therefore the mirror continues. That's why by tzedakah we're koifin, because by tzedakah there's a lois aseh. By tzedakah, even if it will be a matan skara kosa betzida, we'll still be koifin. Abazai tzrik shed akasha. What's going on? Rishmur Razovsky asks on Rav Kamai as well. He also says the Mashmoyis and Rishonim is not like that. The Shaila is, Bahogufa, how do you explain this? Let's understand the Miri. Let's understand the Rishonim. Why, if there's a lav, are we at Koifin, and by Asay not? Look, you have the same Svar. Just like when the Torah is Megala to us, man's karakas of Betzida by the Asay, we shouldn't be Koifin. So too, if it's man's karakas of Betzida by the lav, we shouldn't be Koifin. What's the Chilik? What's the Chilik? How do we understand this? So I think the Pshat is that the whole svar of the Gemara only passes by an aseh. Man skar kasa betzida means that the Torah is being megala to us, that the einish that the guy is going to get is missing out this skar. If he does it, he gets a skar. If he doesn't do it, he's going to miss out the skar. Nothing more than that. He's not an avarian, so to speak. I mean, he's an avarian maybe because he's not listening to the Melech Malchei HaMelachim. But you want to know the einish by what is the einish? There is no einish other than lacking the skar. That passes by an aseh. He didn't do the aseh, so he doesn't get that skar. By a lois aseh, he's an avarian. By a lois aseh, it's clear that he's going to get punished. It's clear he's going to get not just stam, not a minias a revak. He's not just going to get that skar that's awaiting for him. He really zichah deserves punished. To be punished because he was over a lav, he transgressed something. For sure, there's something more of a punishment than more than what the Torah is saying. So you can't say that the Torah is megalatos. This is it and nothing more, and you don't have to be koifin because it's definitely something more because he was over a lav. Mela doesn't even pass. Even if we manskar kasa biti by loisase, we know that that's not it. There's more to it. So mela we're koifin as well. The Shmuel Rizovsky says it a little different. He says the word is because a din of koifin ala mitzvahs. Besides that, man's kara kasa betzida you don't have. You're not koifin ala mitzvahs. But by a frushe meisura, he's medayik from Mechavis Das in Yeredeya. La frushe meisura, if a guy is being over alive, he's being over in Issa. La frushe meisura, avadi, we have to be koifin la frushe meisura, even if it's man's kara kasa betzida. Either way, Rabbi Yisai, whatever the beer is, it's not like Rav Kamai. So back to the drawing board. We have $1 million kash here. By tzedakah, we're koifin because it's alive. And by shavas ovid, we're not koifin even though there's alive. What's the chilik?
What about
Shiloh
Hakan?
The what?
You got a mitzvah sasation, matan skar betzida, are you kofin or not?
Okay, yeah.
Are you kofin?
No. Okay, so maybe not on the aseh, but maybe on the lav, lasika ka'im. I mean, once he takes the aim, you want to know if you have a ding kfiya, okay, so maybe matan skar kasa betzida.
Two different things. Lasika ka'im does not mean
That's kind of machlekes rishonim. Okay, it's really not for now, but maybe we'll discuss afterwards. Let me just bring this out. So the Mishnah Melech says like this. Mishnah Melech asked this kasha as well. And Mishnah Melech in two places. It's in Hilchos Matnas Anim, Perek Zayin Halacha Yud, and also Hilchos Avodim, Perek Gimel Halacha Yudalad, asked this tira as well. What's the difference between tzedakah and hashavas avod? Zok the Mishnah Melech a blitz chiddush. You know why hashavas avod is different? Because hashavas avod is a lav hanitik la'asei. A lav hanitik la'asei, we're not koifin on such a lav. By tzedakah, there's a lav, avadu koifin because of the lav. By over here, this lav is a lav hanitik la'asei. Give it back. The mesh of the mashkin. So as the lav shaboy, we're not going to be koifin because it's a lav and it's a klasei. And for the asay shaboy, we're not going to be koifin because it's asay, it's shaman skara kasa bedida. That's why the Rama over here paskins that for hashav is over, we're not koifin. Ad asay is shaman skara kasa bedida. Aye, the lav anyway, we're not koifin for such a lav because it's a lav and it's a klasei. As they zok to Mishnah Melech, a blitz chiddush.
Why is not also a lav and it's a klasei?
Where? By tzedakah? Why should that be a lav and it's a klasei? Oh, by tzedakah, very good. So I'm going to get to it. Excellent kasha. Just very good. Just let me just explain the mishnah. So what does the Mishnah Melech mean? L'chayra, what's he talking about? If it's a lav, and if you hold that lavim are different than aseis, and even if a lav has a manuskar kasa betid, even will still be koifin because our fruit shemay surah, like Rav Shmuel said, or like I said, because l'maisa we know that there's more of a punishment. We have to stop him from what he's doing. So why aren't we koifin on lav and nitiklasei? Mechatesa. Where did the Mishnah Melech dream this up? That a lav and nitiklasei and not koifin. Where's the makota such a thing? I already saw that chayim mucha on the Michatz Chinuch in Tov Kuf Pei Gimel, I think it is. He already says, he brings down the teretz of the Mishnah Melech. Tov Kuf Pei Zayin Sifkon Aleph. And he says, Dvarim Einu Muvonim Heitiv. What is it going on? Because it's a lav and nitiklasei, we're not koifin. Where do we find a lav and nitiklasei, we're not koifin? So I wanted to teach. Pshat is, I think there's a pshat in the Mishnah Melech. Pshat is like this, that the Rashi in Sanhedrin in Tzama Gimel Mebeis, and in Makkos Yudal Raman Aleph, really it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says, Alav anit klakse, you don't get Makkos. Why? Because the Torah is Megala to us. After the Lav wrote the essay to teach us that the Zakrashi, the Oynish of the Lav, is the essay. That you have to do the essay, but you're not going to have any other Oynish, you won't get Malkus. So I think that's what the Mishnah Melech means. It's just like you see that a Lav and Nikolai say you don't get Malkus, because the essay is the Oynish Shel Lav, so to a Lav and Nikolai say you're not going to be Koifin, because the essay is the Oynish Shel Lav to teach us that you shouldn't be Koifin for such a Lav. It's a different type of a Lav. This Lav, you're not supposed to be Koifin, because that's the Oynish Shel Lav. All right. Either way, so now you have a kasha. I by tzedakah is also a lav and nitik lasei. That's your kasha, right? So as I fract Allah achreinim, yes, what's Mishnah Melech answering? By tzedakah is also a lav and nitik lasei. It says in the pasuk, lo yisik boitz, lo yisamitz lovek, lo yisik boitz, is yad ko? When the pasuk continues, keep a seik tiftach. Mamish, it's a lav and nitik lasei as well. What's his teretz? Meraf sanigra. Over here, it's a lav and nitik lasei, so we're not koifin. But over there, by tzedakah, we are koifin for the lav. I itself a lav and nitik lasei. And for the Achreinim, many Achreinim believe Shreya, but there are some Achreinim we answer. If you look, there's a Birka Yosef over there in Yeridea, there's a Lev Aryeh in Chulun Kof Yudam Abeis. They say that there's a Kalal in Tumura. The Gemara in Tumura says in Dalaram Abeis that one essay cannot be manatek two lavim, only one lav. If you have two lavim and one essay, then you still can get Malkus on that second lav, because the essay takes care of one lav, and the other lav is still outstanding, so you get Malkus for that lav. Mabela zog there, by El Tzadoko, there's two lavim, leisik boitz v'leisamitz, and there's only one essay, keep a soyek tiftach. So even though there's an essay, but the essay is only manatek one lav, and not the second lav, Mabela you get Malkus for the second lav. And betzim it's our floor, the floor in Ksubis, on Taisim and Tesim and Beis, when Taisim says, by tzedakah is different. The reason why you koyfin because there's two lavim. Zakta floor for not. Why do you need two lavim for? Even one lav should be koyfin. Zakta floor because it'll be only one lav. It's a lav and nitik lasei. It's two lavim, so it's not a lav and nitik lasei like the Gemara and Tumura. There's an extra lav. Mamela, that's why you be koyfin for that extra lav. I don't know. Only one. I can't tell you which one. It's only one. Sorry?
There's no
Malkus on it. So you don't need Malkus to be Koifer, because every tzedakah, right, it's a Lav Shem Maisa. But you can be Koifer even without the din of Malkus, because you'll have Fushim Meisur, you have to be Koifer to stop him. But as a Lav and Nitik Lasei, if the Nitik Lasei will take care of the Lav.
Lav Shem Maisa, you make him do a Maisa.
Yeah, I'll beat him up till he does it, right. He better stop being sheikhiv ba'avayta yetzloi. He will force him to get out of his bed and return to Mashkin. We'll beat him up to do that. We'll force him to do that.
You're not allowed to keep it.
Right, so that we'll force him to do that. That's how we'll force him. So Mamela, oh, so they say, so that's a chil mashenki by a shavas of it. There's only one lav, lesishka vavoite etzloka, and of them, shtei to posik, they say, right, so shavtishvena. So Mamela, you have a very geschmack. Here, this is a lav and nit glase. One second, here's a lav and nit glase. So Mamela, we're not koifin on the lav. Mashenki by tzedaka, they had two lavim, so there's one extra. So Mamela, we will be koifin on that extra lav. A blitzkedish. Aye, what will be if you have another lav? By a shavas of it. Let's say by Mashkin, you took Klayecho Nefesh, you went to an Amana. Or better yet, Rabbi Zay, I will give you a simple case. You walked into the guy's house and you took the Mashkin. So you even Leisav El Beisay. Right? You even Leisav El Beisay, and now you got to return this Mashkin. So now you even two lavim, and you only have one essay to be Menatek. So Lechay, you should get Malkis on that extra lav, I mean, in theory. Mamela. It's one lav, at least it's not a lav and nit glase. Mameli should be koifun, like the Mishmarek should be koifun on that extra lav, just like over there that you koifun on the extra lav. And truth be told, if you... One second. And truth be told, if you look, where's the Rambam coming from? From Chuvah Rashba, Simen Peches. In the Chuvah Rashba, it says Mefurish. The Malva went into the guy's house. And he took it, and he doesn't want to turn to Mashkin. Of them, straight to Jews, Rashi, ain't kaifin, I say. Well, Gavalt, what's going on? And it's a daich to say he's talking about he went in Beshus Bezd, as a Shliak Bezdin, or he went in Beshus Taloiva. And Pasha is talking about it, he went in Shalaikidin. So he's now over two lavim, Leisavah El Beisai, and he's over also the second lav of Leisishka Vavaita. And of them, straight to the Rashi, but no problem, we're not kaifin. I went up to the lav, the extra lav.
That's not the hechra. If you don't get stuck and you're automatically over both lavim.
Okay, good, excellent. Right, I think he's 100% right. I would say it just may be a little different, but the vote is that when does he have a klal by two lavim, one I say can't be menaktek two lavim, is when the two lavim are for the same thing. It's for the same thing. Or by tmura, it's for the same thing. So they go hand in hand. Why is the Torah giving double power, double lavim, a double azara? To tell you that the assay coming right afterwards is not enough to be menatek, a double whammy, a double laugh. But here, each one of its own, Leisavah is only one laugh, Amon is only one laugh, Eichel Nevesh is only one laugh, Leisishka Bavait is only one laugh, and I can have one without the other, it's for different things. Each one has an assay to be menatek, that laugh, which is the Hashavas of it. Each one.
Once he's over, finished, the
love
is gone.
Right, okay, so for that alone, I don't know if that's enough. Because I still need the essay to be menatek that love. Because if I don't use the essay to be menatek the love of Lysova Beis, and I'll get Malkus on the Lysova Beis, even though I already did it. I still need that essay to be menatek to Lysova Beis. I don't have it extra to work right now on Lysishka Bavoytek. So for that, I'm not sure you'd be right. I hear you, Svar. I'm not sure if you'd be right. But at least you could say this, Prat. And I'll bring you right. Taisis says all over. Taisin Chulin Daf Pei Aleph Amad Aleph and Zvachim Kuf Yud Dalet Amen Beis and Makis, I think, Tezvav Amad Aleph. Taisis says all over that we only say this klal that one I say can't take a two lavim when the two lavim are smuchim la'adodi. Right next to each other. So then the Torah is telling you, here's two lavim, and you only have one assay, so one assay can't take care of two lavim. But if the lavim are dispersed, like a tumah ben mikdash, entering a mikdash, the lavim are dispersed, the Torah says, even if you have more than one lav, so you have two lavim, big deal, one assay can take care of many lavim. The Torah is not showing you that this is a double asara. The Torah just put many asaras all over the Torah. That's not a problem. It's when the Torah puts two lavim back to back, and then an assay right next to it, and it's showing you, this is more chomer than that. There's two lavim and only one assay. Then when I say it can't be manatek to love him. So I think it's partial like that. So Mamela, very gishmak. So come back to here. This is a lav and nitikla say, so Mamela, you're not koifin al stalav. And on the say, it's a man schara betzida. Mashenka betzidaka, tzidaka is different. The kasha is, Rabbi, so I have a kasha. Kasha is that if you look in Simen Aleph, the Ramo over there says that even though bizman azeh, we don't have smuchim. So the mumchim, we don't have dayana mumchim, so the many dinim that we can't be koifin a lot, and we can't paskin bechalal, and then even if we could paskin, it's only shluchas ayukov dinin, and we don't have the shlikas for knas, we don't have the shlikas for milsa deloy shkiko. So Dr. Amor, he brings down the shita simukhi yesa b'shem dera, that gzeila b'yadayim, mamish emes gzeila is a milsa deloy shkiko, and bezin can't paskin bezmanenu, because we don't have shlikas ayin, you need mumchim. So Dr. Mokias of Shem the Ramah continues. However, I can't be mechayv. Reuven sold from Shimon and come to a dentire. Bezin can't pass on that Reuven's chayv to pay Shimon.
Right.
We're not allowed to pass on that shayla because we need mumkum to pass on that shayla. If it's other forms of gzela, yeah, but if it's outright real grub gzela, it's a musa de loshchicha, and bezin can't pass on that. Memelo, Dr. Ramah, but if the gazan still has the dava ha-gazel, then we will force the gazan to give back the chayfetz, that we could do, because we could be kaifin ala mitzvahs. Because he has a din, he has to give back the chayfetz. The eimanichin oisai laver al divrei Torah. That's what the Ramah, the Rishonim say, and Ramah brings it down. That we could force him to kaifin. We're not being kaifin to be mechayfim to return al tzchoshe mishpat. Benodim lechaver, no, that we can't do. You need mumchem. But to Afrusha Meisura, right now he's a mitzvah veishav. He has a lace signal every second. He has a mitzvah on him. So now we could be koifin. So now the Nachal Yitzchak touches up. It's not really for now, but Nachal Yitzchak touches up over there that's because of the lace signal. Every second he's over another lace signal by holding on to the chayfetz agazom. Memel Afrusha Meisura, we could force him to give back the chayfetz. As I said, Nachal Yitzchak. The Chayr Rabbi says not like this. Mishlo Melech. Mishlo Melech over here says faket. Mishlo Melech says on alava nitiklase we're not koifin, and that's also alava nitiklase. Gzela is nitiklase veichav is gzela. So you're not going to be koifin. And Lamai, you have to say, it's much like that in Chedushi Arim over there in Sivkon Chavches, you have to say that the reason why we're koifin over there is not because it's a lav. For the Leisigza, we would not be koifin, because it's a lav and nitikla asay. The reason why we're koifin is because of the asay. Because he has a veshiv, it's like Zayla, and that asay is not matan schar kosa bezita, so we're allowed to be koifin for such an asay. It's Mufush Arosh in Perek Tes, in Bava Kamo, Simukhov Hey, the Rosh says Mufurish, that you koifin on the mitzvah of Eishav is Akzela. Achatetzi Nafshoi. That's how the Nachal Yitzchak says it, but that can't be because it's Alava Nitklase. So it has to be observation. Now we have a Rosh that says Yitaka Koifin of Eishav. So at the end of the day, Rabbi, so we have a Blitz Kiddush. You have to remember, whenever you want to be Koifin, or a Bezin would be Koifin, it's a Shachal, if it's a Bezin, it could be Koifin, or Din on everybody. When you want to be Koifin, Allah Mitzvah, Allah Frisha Miyasura, if it's Alava Nitklase, there's a Shitas Mishlam Melech and many Achreinim who bring it down. Reki Veig over here and Gilim Mashah in Yoridei and Reish Memches. Many Achreinim bring down that you cannot be koyven alava and nitiglase. And that's a chilik between tzedakah and Hashavas Ha'avit.
The assay of the lav to which it's nitug, a nonish or a piron, or a
kapara. I know, the Lashon of Rashi is, it's an oinshoi v'tikunai, that's the Lashon. Oinshoi v'tikunai shel alav.
But you mentioned before that we don't have the concept of prisoners as an owner.
Correct. No, but it's right. Correct, but that's the Torah did it. The Torah tells them the essay. The Torah tells them the essay, and now we have to do because now it's a mitzvah. Now it's a mitzvah, so we be koyfin on the mitzvah. Well, it's a mitzvah as well. So it's a mitzvah as well. So now we be koyfin on the mitzvah shabbat. The Torah maybe gave it because of an oinish, but now it's a mitzvah. So now we be koyfin on that mitzvah. I just want to firoiz is that be'etzem there's another teretz of the achrayim. There's a Shar Melech in Hilchos Ishis, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Dalet, and the Tshuvas Kram Sefer Chayshem Mishpat Kufayin Zayin, and Amudei Eish. There are many Akronim who want to say a different teretz to the Stira. You want to know why you're kaifin al tzedaka? It's not because of the Leises, and not because of Taisis. It's a Shitas Ritva. We answer Taisis differently. The Ritva says tzedaka is different because it's a special pasuk. Hashem Yaasun, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, we dashen that Bezin should be Yaasucha, Melamed Shekaifin Oisai. That's how the Ritva understands it, that by tzedakah there's a special giloi mitzvah, how do you want to say, chiv ala bezen, to be koifan ala tzedakah, because of the chesaron of the aniyim. That's why there's a special din. So even though it's a matan schara kos of betzida, that mitzvah saseh is different, and you're koifan on such a mitzvah saseh, it's a matan schara kos of betzida. Mashen came by all over. And then echanami for Allah, we also wouldn't be koifan if it's matan schara kos of betzida. Maybe that's how they want to say it, that over there, tzedakah you're koifan, taka kasri yaseh, not kasri Allah, because it's a special din by tzedakah, and not by shavas ovid.
Now you have a whole new concept of matan schara b'sida. Until now, we thought matan schara b'sida meant that you're something, it's telling you that in order not to be kofah. Now you're saying, no, there could be matan schara, that's a whole new shot.
Matan schara kasa b'sida would work even for lavim. But we see from here that him that it would work even for lav, even though the Gemara uses a lashon mitzvah saseh man skar kasa betzida. You have to say it's lav dafka, it's even by a loy saseh, and it would work even for lavim. That's now the only problem with this teretz is very geshmak teretz. The problem is that the Beis Yosef, the Machaber certainly didn't mean that, because Beis Yosef over there tells you clearly what he meant. He meant taisis, and everyone shach taz lavush over there says lehadis because of the lav, and lavush brings down this Ramah over here. So you still have the steers lavush. Everyone, all the Gedela Paisim learn is because of Taisis. They're coming from a whole different angle. Oh, it means because of the Ritva. Geschmack. Very nice. Ramah's fanfic is going like the Ritva. Geschmack. But the Mice is That's not what the Maccabi is doing. That's not what the Bais Gemara are doing. So back at the end of the day, the only teretz really, the good teretz that we have, is this teretz. That for a lav and nitik lasei, when Akoifim Mashenkin over there was that lav, that two lavim, and la'osi chadasei, manatik trei lavi, that's why over there we will be Koifin for that extra lav, a blitz chiddush. I just want to chapa right here, Rabbi Isai. I want to just do another part of the ksois. The ksois, after he asked this kasha what to do, he then continues. He wants, the ksois wants to paskin over here, not like the Ramah, because of the Mechaba, because of those Rishonim over there, because Toises. And then he says, look at four lines in the bottom, V'nirlani is daiti. Another svara, the hecha the ava umishkanot shalei bishus, your type of story we just talked about before. If you went into the house shalei bishus, dim loikim haasei sheba harehu loike, that now you have a lava leisavei obesa, and the only reason why you're not getting malkus is because it's a lava nitik laasei. Bezev vaday roy lechobezim in Yisrael yeshul kel yadam lakuf leel yadam lakuf kagman roishay laksil lekayim haasei sheba vava gav dim divrei asma mashma dafil bechay gav nein koyven. That even if you want to say that this assay is a matan schar kaz betidim, we wouldn't be koifin. But if the guy was over a lav as well, leisav el beis or any lav for that matter, ammano or klei chonevish, and he needs this assay of hashava to undo the lav that he was over. So now this assay is not just an assay shaman schar kaz betidim. This assay is much worse. I need this assay to undo this lav, and if he doesn't do the assay, he's going to get a lav in malchus. Zakt. So he's there, it's a dove, a parchet, lekuliyam, he should be koifin, kidei for the lav.
It's like gzeilo, or it's different?
So gzeilo, yeah, could be koifin for asavet, right. But lechayro, now, the Tumim says the same thing. The Tumim says, now, either Rashba, which I told you, the Makar Dalakha seems to say that you entered the house. So the Tumim says, maybe it's talking about, he did it, Bishus Bezdin, or Shlik Bezdin. Then he says, well, maybe the Rashba holds kima v'la kima, but we are bitla v'la bitla. At the end of the day, the Tumim passing like the ksois. Yes, that if you need this assay to undo this lav, then avada would be koifim mitzat the lav sheboy. We have to be koifim kedei that he shouldn't be over this lav. Every second he's been over the lav. And if he doesn't fill this assay, he's going to get malchus on that lav. So we have to be koifim oisai to be mekayim this assay to undo this lav, l'mafreya. Asai is a kshita zaksai. So you could have the Ramah, but if he's over the loisav el beisa, then it'll be even worse. Rabbi Isai, I want to be Messiah, is that what you see from all this raid, and the Ramah as well, is the Chayra, is that the din of Hashavas of it is only a mitzvah. It's a nice thing. I mean, it's a very chashuv thing. It's a mitzvah, don't get me wrong. But it's not Choshen Mishpat. It's not that the Loiva has a right, that the Torah is Megala, that the Loiva has a schus in getting his mashkin back to be able to use. It's only a mitzvah. What's my raya? L'chayra, if it will be a din, that the Torah is Megala to us, that the Loiva has a schus moment to get back his mashkin to use, so then Dalmeoch of the mitzvah. You're right, I won't be koifin a mitzvah because it's manskar betzida. And not under lav because it's a lav under the glass. Hey, but I'll be koifin Mechayvim to give back the mashkin because he owes it to the loiva. The loiva has a right to mund that mashkin. He deserves that mashkin. He has a right to mund that mashkin. Why don't I not mechayv the malva to give back the mashkin al zeh? Just like mechayv, if a guy steals, a guy is mazik. I'm mechayv the mazik to pay the nizik. So I should be mechayv the malva to give back the mashkin to loiva because the loiva deserves, has a right to that mashkin. And then might you see that the loiva doesn't have a right to that mashkin. The loiva doesn't have a schus moment. And now schus and mishra, I wouldn't be mechayv the malva. It's only because it's mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. The Torah says you should be nice to the loiva and give it back. And hayos, it's a matan skara kaz of mitzvah. We're not koifin. We have a rishus. We have a right to be koifin, but we're not to be given. All right.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.